Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We hope you are having an awesome week. This past Sunday, we continued our study in the Gospel of John, and we actually finished our study in the Gospel of John in our I Am series. And at Mount Vernon, we were in John chapter 20, and we saw something that was really incredible there. And the first thing we saw is that Jesus is risen. Like, we worship the risen King of the universe. Jesus has conquered death, and he invites everybody everywhere to trust him and to find life in him. But we also see in that passage, Jesus says to his disciples and also to us, he says, as the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. And what I just want to remind you of this morning, and this is such a challenging but also encouraging reminder, is that if you're his, then you're sent. If you say to me or to someone else, I belong to Jesus, Jesus is my King, Jesus is my Savior, I trust him, I love him. If you are his, then you are sent. There aren't certain Christians who you might think of as, oh, those are the missionary people or those are the pastor people, and those are the sent Christians, but I'm not one of those Christians. I'm not sent. The Bible just doesn't give you that option. If you're his, then you're sent. And that is so encouraging and challenging. It's challenging because our default, my default, and your default is not to live as a sent person, but just to kind of do my own thing and prioritize my own mission. But Jesus says to each of us, no, you have been given a unique kingdom assignment. And your sentness might be to your children's rooms, right? Like, you have little kids at home and you're going to disciple them really well. Maybe it's your neighbors across the street. Maybe you're going to end up being a cross-cultural missionary and you're going to go live somewhere really far away and you're going to have to learn another language. Or maybe it'll be something in between. But if you are his, then you are sent. And particularly, we are sent to proclaim a message. And really, it's the message of the gospel that Christ has died to save sinners. And he now lives and reigns, and he will one day return. And everyone who calls on his name will be saved. That is such great news about what Christ has done for us. And again, our default isn't to proclaim that message. Our default is to kind of sort of be quiet about religious-y Jesus things because that's what we're trained to do in our culture. But if you're his, then you're sent, and you're sent in part to proclaim a message about who Jesus is and what he has done and how he loves the world. And everyone you've ever seen, Jesus loves them, and he invites them to find forgiveness in Jesus' name by trusting him. But we're not just sent to proclaim a message, we're also sent to prioritize a mission. And again, that's not my default. My default is to prioritize my mission, which looks suspiciously like the American dream of lots and lots of wealth, lots and lots of fun, and lots of comfort. But Jesus is calling me and you to something better. He's calling us to prioritize his mission, and his mission includes making disciples. If you go and read Matthew 28 in the Great Commission, what you're going to see is Jesus says, hey, I've been given all authority everywhere. I want you to go and make disciples. I want you to teach them to obey everything that I ever said, and I want you to baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And so again, just so we're all on the same page, if you're his, then you're sent. You're sent to proclaim a message, and you're sent to prioritize a mission. And if you're like me, that does not come naturally. It's not your default, and it's not my default. It's actually kind of hard. But Jesus tells us to. And Jesus never tells us to do stuff that isn't the very best thing for us and for others. And so let's take a minute and let's pray. Let's pray that God would open our eyes to see his mission and his priorities, and that God would call us into those things, and God would open our lips to proclaim the greatness of Jesus in ways that we never even maybe thought was possible. So let's ask God to help us to see and then to say things to others about Jesus in loving and awesome ways. And let's also ask the Lord to help those other people that we'll interact with to know and love Jesus. And so let's take a minute and let's pray. Let's do that together now, please. Well, thank you again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope to see you back again tomorrow on the Drivecast, and we hope you have a really awesome day. God bless.